Right.
And kind of, you know, make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then sometimes it isn't, you know. There's a lot of fear with change.
Well, you know, a lot of times, yeah, I know exactly.
With change.
You know, well, I think I told you, I almost like 41 times I quit smoking. You know, every New Year's Eve, you know,
right.
And then New Year's Day, I'd go back to smoking again. You know, and I think a lot of people with their, you know, New Year's resolutions, quote unquote,
right.
That you know, New Year's Day, it's over with. You know, but
So, and the other thing is when you talk about diet, you're talking about heart healthy diet. So again, the processed foods, the things that you know are not good for you, and sticking with more, well, you got to be careful what you're cooming in, but the green, leafy, although you said you have salads and everything, no problem.
No, they told me, they asked me if I ate salads,
right.
And stuff, and I says, yeah, pretty regular, you know, with dinner and have a salad. They said, well, keep it up. Don't stop it.
That's the thing.
So I keep it up, you know.
Right.
So I have salads probably 3-4 times a week.
Right. So we're talking, you know, the American Heart Association recommends a diet of no more than 30% of your daily intake is derived from any kind of, you know, fat. Of course, you want to avoid anything with, you know, trans fat, or
uh-huh.
You know,
right.
Hydrogenated oils, or
uh-huh.
And you really have to kind of get keen on looking at a nutrition label, because a lot of times. And again, it's a learning process, right? A lot of times you might not realize what's in a product. I know that I used to do this show with Michelle Wright, who's a nutritionist, and she bought in a can of, like, an organic soup company. I'm not going to say the name, whatever. And, like, you know, you look at it, and it's like, oh, organic and
right.
Non-GMO, and, you know, it's a brand name, and it's, like, 5 times as much as the Progresso or whatever, and it's got to be good. And you turn the label around, and it really had more sodium than, you know, a person
right.
Should intake. So, you know, just look at your labels. And if you stick with stuff that comes from the earth or from a lean animal source, you know, there's nothing wrong with an egg or two.
Right, right.
It's good for you. Olive oil, you know, but you know, you want a half a cup of olive oil. You want to just put a little bit of olive oil
right.
In your food substance. We also have a program at Hunter Inn for cardiac rehab. We have an intensive cardiac rehab program. And I probably, Lisa Buckley will begin to talk to you about the Ornish. We have the Ornish program of reversal. So that is an intensive cardiac rehab program for Lisa, because the nutrition component of that is a plant-based diet. It's a plant-based diet, and only 10% or less of fat.
When we talk about numbers and risks,
mm-hmm.
and we want people to
monitor.
Change their lifestyle,
right.
So to speak, how do they do that? I mean, it's not easy.
No, it isn't. And sometimes when you have to change so many things, when someone
right.
Tells you, that goes in the room and says, guess what? You've got to quit smoking. You've got to quit drinking. You've got to stop eating the way you're eating.
90% meat, you know.
Right. Time in your life to you know, rehab your body, because we want you to get back to the fullest recovery. That's what I'm, you know, it's scary. It's
uh-huh.
Overwhelming. So I like to say, small changes can yield big results. So
yeah, they
you know
can,
I mean? And they really can. And but the primary one is to quit smoking. And that's the rest will follow. I always tell my patients that if I can get you to quit smoking, the rest will follow. You know?
Yeah.
When they talk about the weight gain, I say you have to be at least 100 pounds overweight to have the negative effects of tobacco.
Well, before they did my knees, I was 130 pounds overweight, and that's what I lost, you know, 130 pounds.
Right,
so,
and you did it by eating right and
yeah.
Exercising.
And it was tough.
Yeah.
You know? And it's, you know, it's still tough, because I'd lose 2 pounds. Right now, I'd lose 2 pounds, I gain 3. I lose 4, I think, you know. It's like this thing. But I'm at a point where...
Support is important.
Yeah, but I'm at a point where I keep going, you know, and I keep doing it. And I'm determined that I'll lose another 10 pounds. And, you know,
right.
May take me a long time to do it, but I'll do it, you know.
Right. And if you can keep that in the, you know, that back of your head? I mean, everybody is different. Everybody is going to kind of either embrace lifestyle change, reject it,
right?
Maybe do a little bit of both. You know,
sure.
But you just—that's what I'm there for. So just kind of help them get to the right resources. Because I will tell you, support of not only your medical team, but support of from your loved ones, from your family, from your friends. A lot of people don't have that support.
A lot of people don't have families, so, you know. Do you run any kind of support group or anything for
them? Well, actually, cardiac rehab really is a very supportive environment because people are, you're with people that have experienced
the same thing you did. Yeah, right, exactly.
And the Ornish program actually has a large component of is based on incorporating mindfulness-based, you know, stress reduction methods.
Right.
This is your host, Dorjean Trinkle. I'm in the studio at Hot and Hunterdon. I hated to cut off Larry doing a Hunterdon Health show, but we were getting into our time, and I know our station manager, Chris, likes our broadcast to run at certain times. So we're just a little past 4 o'clock today, and I know we have a lot of things going on, and you haven't heard the news, so I'll throw the news on, and then we'll be back here at Hot and Hunterdon to get our broadcast started here. Stay with us.
USA Radio News. With Jules McKinney.
President Trump's son-in-law and top advisor Jared Kushner is making a definitive statement after his closed-door meeting with the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
Speaking at the White House today, Kushner said his meeting was voluntary and fully transparent. He goes before the House Intelligence Committee tomorrow.
The record and documents I have voluntarily provided will show that all of my actions were proper and occurred in the normal course of events of a very unique campaign.
Meanwhile, Democrats from the House and Senate taking a field trip to Berryville, Virginia today, where Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump, since he's arrived at the White House, has abandoned the very people who elected him.
We are here today to tell the people of Berryville and the working people of America, someone has your back.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, the world's top researchers are gathering at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London, and joining us from London to reveal the latest info is Maria Carrillo, PhD. She's the Chief Science Officer at the Alzheimer's Association. Welcome, Maria.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Maria, let's talk about what do you see as the single biggest story coming out of the conference?
Well, there's a lot of obviously great science happening here in London. I think one of the biggest themes of the entire meeting is really about lifestyle and its potential impact for delaying cognitive decline and what that could mean for delaying dementia. So that's really been the biggest, I think, theme across the entire 5-day conference.
All right. Thank you, Maria Carrillo, Chief Science Officer for the Alzheimer's Association. A lot of great information. You can find out more at www.alz.org/AAIC/. Thank you, Maria.
Attorneys for President Trump are asking the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals to dismiss a lawsuit claiming he incited a riot during a campaign speech in Louisville. Lawyers argue the president did nothing wrong and cited Trump's First Amendment right to free speech in connection to a campaign stop last year. Earlier this year, U.S. District Judge David Hale declined to dismiss the lawsuit. Trump's attorneys called it political sabotage and an attempt to embarrass the president. In other news, the suspected driver in a deadly human smuggling case in Texas is making his first court appearance. James Bradley Jr. faced a San Antonio federal judge this morning on transporting illegal immigrant charges. Court documents say Bradley claims he had no idea the trailer was full of people when he opened it outside a Walmart over the weekend. 8 people were found inside the trailer. 2 later died in the hospital. One victim told police he paid over 12,000 pesos to the Zeta cartel to come into America. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
President Trump is taking another jab at Attorney General Jeff Sessions and is also going after Congressman Adam Schiff. In tweets this morning, Trump referred to Sessions as beleaguered and wondered why he is not investigating, quote, crooked Hillary's crimes and Russia relations. He asked the same question about congressional committee investigators. Schiff is the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, and Trump called him sleazy in another tweet. Well, it is unclear what path the Senate will take toward a health care bill. Republican leaders are desiring a vote on a motion to move forward with legislation, but it's a mystery if they'll have enough votes. It's also undetermined to most senators what they will be moving toward. The White House says President Trump will deliver a statement on health care later today. And this is a big day as this year's Lay's Do Us a Flavor contest continues. And new potato chips with flavors from three finalists are starting to hit local store shelves.
The three flavors are Lay's Crispy Taco, Lay's Wavy Fried Green Tomato, and Lay's kettle-cooked everything bagel with cream cheese.
Sarah Guzman, the senior director of marketing at Frito-Lay, says the three flavors should be on store shelves nationwide by next Sunday. Lay's customers will have a chance to vote up to one a day through October 8th at Lay's.com to pick up this year's winner. Last year's $1 million winner was Haley Green of Noblesville, Indiana. She came up with a potato chip flavor called Southern Biscuits and Gravy. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
All right, now I think we're all set here in the studio at Hot and Hunterdon. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I'm ready to give you the weather, and I'm going to give it to you in one word, hot. That's it. It matches our show name today. Everyone told me today was so beautiful, less humidity, but frankly, I did not feel any different. I like the heat. I like the humidity. It's 81 right now and a chance of thunderstorms. So I'm not sure how that's so much better than last week with the hot temperatures, but everyone feels a little bit better. And so our show today is about how we feel as a county and our county health ranking. So if everyone feels better, I am not going to rock the boat on it and point out that it's over 80 degrees and it is humid out. We do have just a 40% chance of precipitation. If anyone was out early this morning, and the pouring rain and the flooding and the mess getting to work this morning that I had, you wonder how it turns out to be such a beautiful day. And that's sort of our message always, isn't it? We never know when we're starting out. We have to have a positive outlook and hope for the best. And hopefully if we're sunny enough, our disposition, things fall into place. The rest of the week is looking okay, we've got a high of 79 tomorrow, so just like today with a slight chance of showers. We have a low of 63 Tuesday evening, and Wednesday we have mostly sunny skies with a high of 81. I think that is the beach day for the week, so if you're going to take a vacation day, call in sick, or just generally goof off at the beach, Wednesday would be the day for certain. We have Thursday and Friday chances of showers or thunderstorms, and Friday a 50% chance of thunderstorms. So the chance of rain gets greater towards the late part of the week. Early part of the week, chance of shower, slight chance. You know, we're looking at 20%, 30%. But Wednesday is the banner day. So that's the day I think we should try to goof off. Because summer is, you know, I don't want to say it's wrapping up. I enjoy it way too much to want to say goodbye to it. But it is dark again in the mornings when I go out. So we have to enjoy every little bit of heat that we get. Stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
So we know the heat is on because it's in the 80s, but it's summer, and that's what we expect. So we want to spend a little time today talking about a summer activity, which are farmers markets and how they play into our health and our opportunities as residents of Hunterdon County. So we wanted to delve into that a little bit more. You may have seen a report on the county health rankings and saw that Hunterdon County came in number one. So what does that mean, and what are those rankings? We're going to delve into that a little bit today. But one of the things I wanted to point out is how in Hunterdon County there are different farmers markets and opportunities where we can indeed get fresh produce. Now, that's no surprise, being an agricultural-based area and having plenty of preserve, never enough, but some preserve space in the area. Plenty by some people's standards, certainly not enough for others. But there certainly are organic gardens. We've had people from the Clinton Organic Garden visit with us and many other opportunities for garden co-ops. So there's all kinds of things that are related to having the space available. And having that space available and that access to fresh produce certainly helps us to be healthier. If we choose to use fresh produce that has less pesticides or is completely organic, then in turn, we most likely will have better health, or we'll be more informed about our health and our choices. But that's not the case in every county. And we want to just highlight some of the places in Hunterdon County where you can take advantage of the farmers market. that are going on, or just the farm stands, which are truly lovely to just be able to pull into a driveway, and there's a little handmade or homemade farm stand with locally grown produce and honey and flowers, and that makes us pretty happy, and hopefully it makes you happy as well. We're going to be talking about where you can go to these farm stands and farmers markets right here in Hunterdon County. Stay with us.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And thanks to our sponsors for those messages today. And we're back on track here talking about the farmers markets. And I wanted to start off with that a little bit and then delve into the county health rankings and how Hunterdon County is ranked number one in New Jersey. So a little background on farmers markets. Not every county has accessible farmers markets. You may not know where to find them in certain counties. And sometimes they're non-existent. Another issue that comes up with farmers markets is that the state has a program with the WIC program and with low-income seniors where they're able to get a voucher that they can redeem at the farmers market for fresh fruit and vegetables. And the participation rate and redeemable rates are very low because people don't have access to farmers markets. They're often not in a location that you can walk to in our more rural areas. So Recently, a few years ago, a group got together to work on this issue in Warren County, and the results of that was an honest-to-goodness farmers market. The first year, it was held in the Phillipsburg Housing Authority parking lot. They were very generous to allow their space to be used, and they roped off a corner or part or all of their parking lot, and there were vendors, a local farmer, and some activities for the children to kind of make it fun and make it a more accessible experience. Sometimes people who haven't been exposed to some of the different things that can be grown locally may not know what to pick out because they don't know how to prepare it. So it included some demonstrations, and it's the third year at least that I've been attending or involved in some capacity or with staffing at Norwest Cap. And it's such a great thing to drive up or to walk over and see all these vendors come together for the purpose of helping low-income individuals have better access to fresh fruit. And you see sometimes the words like food desert in certain urban areas. You know, recently we posted some information about Whole Foods that opened up in Newark. It was their first supermarket in decades. And how in our urban areas and sometimes in other areas we have this food desert where we don't have access to grocery stores or to fresh farmers markets, fresh produce, those kind of things. And it really certainly does impact our health and our ability to have more antioxidants and better, more planned out food to eat throughout the day for our food intake. So farmers markets are really important, and they're really, really fun to go to. I know a couple times a year, I certainly try to go and sometimes make it a little bit of an adventure to try to get to as many as possible. And so I've been trying to hit some of the farmers markets so I could share the information with all of you. And they're all different. There was an article recently that I shared on our Facebook page. So it does list the different farmers markets that are located throughout Hunterdon County. We're going to go through a few of them. So the one that you see me post a lot of information about is the Clinton Farmers Market. And that is probably because they do so many things there. And that is another example of how one person can change the world. People always say, what difference does it make? It's just me, or I'm the only person who cares. Well, just being one person that cares certainly can have an impact in a very positive way. And the Clinton Farmers Market started with Harvey Finkel from the Clinton Bookshop. And I hope he now has a whole committee that helps with this. But the Outdoor Clinton Farmers Market, I don't want to guess how many years it's been in existence. I would probably guess 7, maybe. You know, certainly it seems like it just happened, but I'm sure that that's not true. But what they do is you do have to apply to be able to sell your items there. Preferences given to Hunterdon County farms or vendors, and they look to keep it within 30 miles of the Clinton or Hunterdon County area. And it is every Sunday, and it is at the Clinton Fire Company lot. So it's really close to where the A&P used to be located. It's just down the block from there. And their hours are Sundays 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., weather permitting. And last year, they had an amazing fall festival. And I think this will be their third year doing that. And that looked like that was a lot of fun. And they have these local farms. So there's an herb farm that sells herbs and vegetables. The Country Fresh Farm is there. Then Fresh Farm, which is on 579, and I just ran past there the other night. They sell some items outside their home in one of those little stands, homemade stands, and they also are at the farmers market in Clinton every Sunday. There is a medicinal tea and Mountain Meadows Farm, which sells local chicken, meats, and eggs. And then from Pittstown, Matt Salem Farm is there, and they are known for their Suffolk sheep, a breed that's known for their large frame, rapid growth, and excellent meat. So, of course, a farmer's market isn't complete without some kind of dessert. They have a cookie group that does gluten-free cookies, and, you know, certainly there is a local farm that sells honey, the Weeble Wobble honey. I just wanted to say that on the air. Two Barn Farm has vegetables and cut flowers. And the salad basket is also on hand every Sunday. So it's not just you're going to one farm stand. You get to visit all of these different farm stands. But they also have different events throughout the year. So as I mentioned, they have a fall festival, which is an apple and pumpkin harvest festival, and other things that go on. I've also been there where they have music. So it's really, really fun and a great way to visit with local groups. And even if you don't want to do that and you just want to get a tote bag for $10, that helps to sustain the market and the activities. So there's a lot going on there, and it was put together by people who felt that you really needed to have a farmer's market in Clinton, and boy, were they right, and that's every Sunday. So we do have to catch up here and do our news break, but we will be back to talk about some of the other groups and how they have different opportunities to roam around and find some fresh and organic produce. Stay with us. We'll be back.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, has completed his closed-door session with the Senate Intelligence Committee. He told reporters in a statement, "I did not collude with Russia," and added, "I do not know of anyone else who colluded with Russia."
"I had no improper contact. I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses, and I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information."
He goes on to say President Trump had a better message, ran a smarter campaign, and that is why he won. Meanwhile, the president will make a statement regarding health care today. President Trump offered a warning to Republicans on Twitter, saying if they don't repeal and replace Obamacare, the repercussions will be far greater than any of them understand. The Senate GOP plan to repeal and replace the Obama-era health care law stalled when a group of Republican senators pledged to oppose it. This is USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd, while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only, limit 80 per customer.
With lawmakers in Washington set to vote on new sanctions against Russia, the Kremlin says the U.S. action could have wide-ranging effects. Bill Zimfer has more.
Russia's TASS news agency says the Kremlin is waiting for the final version of the sanctions bill, but a spokesman for Vladimir Putin has made it clear they are not happy. Dmitry Peskov said today the continuing U.S. sanctions rhetoric not only harms the interests of Russia and the U.S., but also potentially damages other countries as well. Peskov said overall the Kremlin is extremely negative on the topic of sanctions.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions is taking some new heat from President Trump. The president called Sessions beleaguered this morning in a tweet and wondered why Sessions is not investigating, quote, crooked Hillary's crimes in Russia relations. By the way, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani tells CNN he is not being considered for the AG job to replace Sessions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
U.S. home sales are on the decline while prices are rising to a record level. The National Association of Realtors revealed today existing home sales dropped 1.8% in June, more than 1% economists had predicted. The lack of housing inventory is pushing gains in housing prices beyond any increases realized in wages. The median house price climbed 6.5% in June from a year ago to an all-time high of nearly $264,000. The Pentagon's being dressed down over some uniforms it paid $28 million on to outfit Afghan soldiers that Chris Barnes reports are being called useless.
Leading an inquiry into the situation is Senator Claire McCaskill, who's written a letter to the Pentagon detailing her concern that a special inspector for Afghanistan reconstruction has determined that the forest camouflage uniforms may be deemed useless because woodlands only account for 2% of the Afghan terrain. The uniform issue now enraging politicians on both sides of the political spectrum. They're calling it a waste of taxpayer dollars.
And as fast as he is, Olympic superstar Michael Phelps is not as fast as a shark. Phelps came in second last night as part of the Discovery Channel Shark Week programming. Phelps swam 100 meters off the cape at 36.1. Its speed was calculated by staffers who then used CGI. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
You look so sad, the tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now. Don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through, 'cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you less. I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you. So if you're mad, talk to me now. Hey, what you got to hide? I get angry too. Well, I'm alive like you.
And we're back here in the studio, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. And we are talking about the opportunities that are available in Hunterdon with the farmers market and how that can have an impact on our county health ranking, of which Hunterdon County was ranked number one. So we were talking about the Clinton farmers market. There's also on Sunday, just like in Clinton, the Hunterdon Land Trust, and that's the DeVore Farm Market, and that's open every Sunday from 9 to 1. And then we have some other choices as well. Phillips Farm has a lot of different vegetables, and that's on Church Road in Milford. And there are some other farmers markets as well. I know one thing that has changed a little bit is some of the health regulations where you used to be able to have more homemade items. Some of that changed. But recently, I was introduced to a group in Easton, just see if I could find this here, that started kitchen incubators. So they opened something called Common Space Kitchen. So chefs or bakers who don't have a commercial or industrial kitchen or licensing can actually go there and rent out the kitchen or for certain hours and days. And that seems like a great way around it. The article that we were referencing actually the author of the article starts out talking about how his grandmother was known for making blackberry jam. And one of my friends from high school, we'd go up to the Catskills, and there was a certain kind of berry that she would have for her jam that was the most amazing jam. And she would certainly treat us to a few jars extra that we can have throughout the winter on our homemade babka. And those were some great memories. So this woman's blackberry jam apparently was her staple and would be at different farm stands. And so when we look at the farmers market, we're looking at more than just one farm. We're looking at a variety of different vendors. Sometimes it's fruit and vegetables. Sometimes it can be meat. I gave you a pretty good example of the one in Clinton. It has a lot of different variety. And it's really nice to do that because you get to meet some of the local vendors. Again, Clinton used the 30-mile radius for preference. So you're meeting people who are growing close to you. And so it's awfully nice to be able to purchase things locally and to get to know people and pick up flowers and homemade bread and, you know, perhaps some farm-raised poultry all in one location. And it gives a sense of community. And that's what we're getting at here today at Hot and Hunterdon, how the farmers markets, they give us more opportunities. They support a local economy, an agriculture economy that helps us to have preserved open space, or at least preserved space that's beautiful, but it also establishes a sense of community. And in areas where it's difficult to have access to fresh fruits and vegetables, we have a low participation rate, or a lower than we would like participation rate, on our senior farm market vouchers and our WIC farm market vouchers. And it takes a community to try to change that, to create the opportunity for a farmer's market. And our food bank at Norwest Cap is certainly trying to take advantage of the farmer's market. And you'll see on our Facebook page, we have some pictures of what they're doing. They've bottled locally grown, produced peach salsa, and they're selling that for $4 a jar. And if you want one, you just give me a call, because I have a few of you willing to share. And they're hoping that those revenues will help them with their food bank distribution. As you know, they have, if you listen to me ramble on some days about the food bank and the great job Helene Meisner, Janet Bray, and her staff are doing at the food bank, they distributed over 2 million pounds of food last year. And right now, they're very knee-deep, as you would say, in their summer nutrition program. And recently, Helene mentioned that they've already distributed 100 more meals than this time last year. So they're really tracking on a much greater level of service. So we'll be exploring that a little bit too about fresh fruits and vegetables, because those things are really important for our diet and nutrition. So I want to jump over to the health rankings and talk a little bit more about that when we get back from our next break. Stay with us.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And we're back here in the studio to talk about our county health rankings. So first of all, if you go to www.countyhealthrankings.org, you'll be able to look at what I'm looking at the same time. That would be interesting. And you could always call 908-237-0410. We'll take your call on the air. If you have a question about the health rankings or if you want to share a little experience you might have had at the farmer's market, or if you've tried our Norwest Cap Peach Salsa, because we're always interested to talk to our listeners. So basically, Hunterdon County has come up number one in New Jersey for county health rankings. I'm going to tell you what outcomes they look at for this. But our neighboring counties, Morris and Somerset, are number two, Morris, and three, Somerset. And then it gets a little tricky. I will tell you our other neighboring county, Warren, is number 13 on the list, so it's where they fall. And I thought Burlington would have been a little bit higher than it is. It's number six. So it's Hunterdon, Morris, Somerset, Bergen, Monmouth, Burlington, then Mercer, which I would not have guessed. And then we go to Ocean and Middlesex, Union and Cape May. So what do they look at? Well, they look at the length of life, premature death. They compare each county to the state measures. They look at quality of life, mental health, the birth weight. Then they look at health factors, obesity, drinking, motor vehicle crashes, sexually transmitted infections, teen births. And then we look at clinical care. And then the one you would expect me to be most interested about, which I certainly am, are the social and economic factors, because as I am always going on about, when you are in poverty, every condition is more of a challenge if you don't have money than if you have unlimited resources. And then finally, we look at the physical environment. So that can be interesting here in Hunterdon. It has a long history, lots of historic information, but we look at the air pollution, drinking water violations, and guess what comes up? Access to healthy foods. And so Hunterdon County did pretty well there. And this is how we're tying this into the farmers market. It really is important to have healthy food and access to it. And also the number of fast food restaurants. There's a stretch of a highway on 22, and I call it Fast Food Alley. And it makes me crazy that there's all of these fast food restaurants, one after another, and it seems like people don't have choices. If you want something convenient and you have a dollar menu or a dollar value menu, it's going to be a lot easier to make that choice that may not have the greatest nutritional value, but have access to a farmer's market where you can, for 25 cents, grab some fruits or a handful of berries, you're going to have a much better diet. So those are the factors that they looked at. And we're going to just start from the top again, and I'm going to mention a few of them that you may find interesting. So, health behaviors. Adult obesity. For Hunterdon County, it was 21%. And for New Jersey, it's 25%. So that wasn't really an out-of-scale, out-of-body experience, an out-of-scale experience. kind of average there, not so different from the state of New Jersey. Motor vehicle crashes in New Jersey, there were, looks like, 8. We had 6, I guess, for the year, an annual number, so we're right there. We had 1/3 of sexually transmitted infections. Teen births, New Jersey, 24. Hunterdon County had 4. So that is really significant. Then we look at things like low birth weight for our quality of life. 8% for New Jersey and 6.7% for Hunterdon County. So it is lower. It's consistently lower for a lot of different reasons. But we hope that low birth weight is lower in Hunterdon County because we have a great WIC program that Norwest Cap actually manages. Nancy Quinn's the director there and has such a great grasp of what the barriers are to the program and how to make sure that we always have the qualified and individuals that need the service and receive the service in a really effective and efficient way. So I'd like our WIC program to, or all of you to understand that our WIC program and having access to these resources from the social service fields really does improve the health of the residents. So just to hit on some of the social and economic factors, high school graduation for this state, it's 83%. If you wanted to call in and guess Hunterdon County's, I bet you wouldn't, it's 95%, the high school graduation rate in Hunterdon County, which is, that is wonderful. That is a wonderful indicator of a high school graduation rate. And in fact, the percentage of residents that have some college is more than 2/3 of the residents have some college. The unemployment number is less than the state number. The number of children in poverty is 1/3 of the number in the state. So according to this report, 5% of children are in poverty in Hunterdon and 15% in New Jersey. And violent crime, 315 in New Jersey, and in Hunterdon County, 54. So you can see that these are very, very significant decreased numbers. And having access to healthy foods does play into that. And it's important as residents, as we always talk about here at Hunterdon, that we have to take advantage of what's here. Otherwise, those resources will disappear. So if you don't take time this summer to go to a farmer's market this year, there's a chance next year it may not be available. I enjoyed going to the Highbridge Farmers Market in past years, but I don't think it's open this year. And so I wish I had spent a little more time going there last year before that resource melted away. So we have to make a commitment to take advantage of what this county has to offer and to understand. I want to make the point about nonprofit services because I often, in different circles, hear people say, oh, another nonprofit, or, there's another tax-exempt piece of property. Well, look at how important the nonprofit services are for the overall health of our community and how we have such a positive impact by making certain that services are in the area and that resources are available for residents so we can have those high school graduation rates of 95%. And we can have, even though it's not acceptable to have any children in poverty, and you know I want to take them all home and feed every one of them, to have 5%, which is 1/3 of what the state number is. It's why there's such an importance for nonprofit organizations to be in your community and this community. So that is why we're covering the farmers market and the county health rankings, because we do have something special here in Hunterdon, and we should not only acknowledge it, but we should make a commitment to utilize the resources so that they continue to thrive, so that we have a farmers market in almost every part of the county. And we have to take advantage of that before those resources are lacking. So hopefully everyone will make that commitment here at Hot and Hunterdon. If you want to call in, we still have about 2 minutes of airtime, 908-237-0410. If not, join me next week for another topic. But please check out our Hot and Hunterdon page because all of these resources are listed for you. Thanks for joining us.
Tomorrow's so far away. There's something I just have to say. I don't think I could hide what I'm feeling inside another day. Knowing I love you. And I'm getting too close again. I don't want to see it end. If I tell you tonight, would you turn on the lights? Walk away.
I think we had enough nostalgia in the studio today. I don't know what's going on with our music choices, but certainly at least got the hot part right in whatever the heat is on we started out with. So that wraps up our hour today, and I'm going to be putting on a human side, following my sheet here, doing what I am supposed to be doing. I'm not sure if Ruth Ann's joining us after this show, but if she is, she'll be lucky if you stay with her. Always has some great, great time with Ruth Ann with some excellent guests. Have a great day.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care,
activists are upset over the deportation of two Christians. Here's the story from Mark Mayfield.
The two men were part of a group of four Indonesian Christians who were detained by ICE last month. One was deported 2 weeks ago, and a fourth man remains in detention. Immigration advocates say the four are part of a group of Indonesian Christians who came to the U.S. more than 15 years ago and have lived peacefully in New Jersey. All four have applied for asylum but were denied because they missed the deadline for applying.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on the Trump administration to increase their support in the fight against tick-borne diseases. Here's more on that story.
Senator Chuck Schumer said at a press conference at Central Park that laws can stop the spread of Lyme disease.